This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. My dear respected beloved brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal, who gathered us in this masjid, to gather us يوم القيامة والسيد المرسلين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. آمين يا رب العالمين. At the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were two men who took their shahada. One of them died as a shaheed. And after 1 year, the second person, died from natural causes. One of the Sahaba, his name is Talha, saw in his dream that the one who died after 1 year on his bed entered the Jannah before the shaheed. So it's just a dream, but he wanted to make sure. He went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, this man died as a shaheed, and this man died normal death, and he entered the Jannah before the shaheed. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why are you surprised? Didn't that man witness one more Ramadan than the shaheed? Didn't he pray such and such amount of salawat after the death of the shaheed? The difference between them is the difference between the heaven and the earth. My brothers and sisters, 153,000 people worldwide died on Sunday. The Muslims among them did not make it, not to fast, to smell Ramadan on that night. They did not make it. May Allah have mercy on all our brothers and sisters. They did not make it, and me and you are here witnessing this month. A man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, if I say my shahada and I pray my 5 daily prayers, وَإِذَا صُمْتْ رَمَضَانَ وَقُمْتُهُ, and I fast the month of Ramadan, and I perform the qiyam of Ramadan, which is Taraweeh, and I gave my zakat, who will I be among? قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من مات على هذا كان من الصديقين والشهداء. Whomsoever die performing all these in the way that is supposed to be performed, he is amongst the righteous and the martyrs. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whomsoever fast the month of Ramadan out of belief that it's a must upon the Muslim to fast it, and expecting the reward from Allah Azza wa Jal, all his previous sins are forgiven. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم in the long hadith, and the end of the hadith, ولله في كل ليلة عتقاء. And every night Allah Azza wa Jal will decree a certain amount of people to be saved from the hellfire. My brothers and sisters, this introduction is just to show you how blessed me and you are. Just by being here today, being alive in this month, I have a possibility to be from the Siddiqeen and the Shuhada. I have a possibility to have all my sins forgiven. And I have a possibility for this neck to be saved from the hellfire. So just because we are here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He loves somebody, He keeps giving him chances. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving me and you more chances to be forgiven by keeping us alive. But what are we going to do in this month depends on the result. The result depends on what are we going to do this month. My brothers and sisters, when it comes to the fasting, there are 3 kinds of people. There are 3 groups. The first group is called Siyam al-Am. Siyam al-Amma. the fasting of the masses. And this fasting is literally just staying away from eating and drinking. While the tongue is backbiting and lying and cheating. While the eyes are wandering and staring. While the ears are hearing haram. This is the weakest kind of fasting. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, رُبَّ صَائِمْ حَظُّهُ مِنَ الصِّيَامِ الْجُوعُ وَالْعَطَشُ. There are people, Rasulullah ﷺ still called him Sa'im, fasting person, because he is not eating and drinking. But he said, there are some people who are fasting, and all they get from their fasting is hunger and thirst. All they get from their fasting is hunger and thirst. Because the only thing that fasted is the stomach. All the other body parts are wandering. Maymun ibn Mahran, rahimahullah, he said, أهون الصيام أهون الصيام ترك الطعام والشراب. The easiest form of fasting, the easiest form of fasting is to leave eating and drinking. This is the first level, which is the weakest level of fasting. Then comes the second level of fasting. Fasting, صيام الخاصة, fasting of the elite. This fasting is that beside the stomach is fasting from eating and drinking, the tongue is fasting from lying and backbiting and backstabbing, the eyes are fasting from watching haram, the ears are fasting from listening to haram, the feet are fasting from going to haram, the hands are fasting from commenting haram and taking haram. The body parts are all fasting for this kind of fasting. The sister's hijab is perfected. The food is not wasted. The iftar is not exaggerated. These people are fasting, and they are making sure that every part of their body is fasting. Then come the third kind of fasting. Fasting of khassat al-khassa, the elite of the elite. May Allah make us among them. These people are literally the anbiya, the messengers, and very special kind of people that Allah has chosen. That from the moment Ramadan comes, all their mind is occupied with is how to please Allah in every single moment. That's all they think about. How to please Allah when I eat, when I drink, when I walk, when I come to the masjid, in my recitation, everything. All they think about is the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Nothing is occupying their mind except, is Allah pleased with me? So let's ask ourselves, which level of fasting are we in? And beg Allah Azza wa Jal to make us upgrade. قُلُوا قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. You went to the bank, and when you first walk into the bank, the manager and the tellers, everybody came out. Trumpets blowing, confetti falling. What's going on? You are our 1 million customer. Allahu Akbar, what does that mean? We have a prize for you. What's the prize? The manager took you and went to the bank vault. He opened the vault. Stacks of $100,000 all over, left, right, up, down, everywhere you look. He gave you a box, plastic bags, big bags. And he said, you have 30 seconds to fill up as much as you can from these stacks of $100,000. 30 seconds. Do you think during this 30 seconds you will ask for a coffee break? Do you think you will ask 30 seconds is too much, give me less? Wallahi, if I know you and you know me, we're not gonna waste a fraction of a second. We're gonna grab with our right hand, left hand, maybe with my teeth. I'm gonna keep grabbing. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity. I'm not going to waste it. I'm not gonna waste a second. 5 seconds are gone. How many bags have you filled? 5 days are gone. How many Quran you have read? How many people you have fed? How much money you have donated? 5 seconds are gone. How many bags you have filled? Don't assume you're gonna have the rest of the days. Only Allah knows. We want to make sure I'm taking advantage of every second, just like I am inside that vault. We noticed after 5 days of Taraweeh and fasting and Quran and donation that still this heart is not feeling anything. If that is the case, my brothers and sisters, listen to Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, what he said. إِذَا لَمْ تَجِدْ لِلْعَمَلْ حَلَاوَ فِي قَلْبِكَ وَانْشِرَاحًا فَاتَّهِمْهِ. If you do not find sweetness of the act of worship you have performed and expansion and rest in your heart, then check the amal, check the act of worship. Why? He continues, because Allah is Shakur. One of His names is Al-Shakur, the one who is very grateful. And when we do something purely for His sake, He will reward us for it by making us feel the sweetness of that act of worship. So if I do not feel the act of worship, the sweetness of the act of worship, I do not accuse Allah that He is not Shakur. I accuse my amal that it has been tarnished by something. So alhamdulillah that this khutbah is now. We can still fix our fasting. We can still fix our qiyam and our tahajjud. One of the reasons that we are not feeling that sweetness that the Sahaba used to beg 6 months for is sins. Sins. Ya akhi, between you and yourself, you tell yourself, you know, 5 days, maybe five juz' have been recited and nothing shook in my heart. I don't feel anything. It feels like Sha'ban feels like just like Ramadan. Ramadan feels just like Sha'ban. That's something's wrong, ya akhi. Immediately sit down and check. Maybe you're watching something haram. Maybe you're listening to something haram. Maybe it is some envy in your heart, some hasad. Maybe it's your relationship with your parents, it's not right. Something's wrong with that. Maybe it's some arrogance that's blocking that heart from receiving the sweetness. Maybe you have some arrogance in your heart. You're better than anyone. Think about it like that. That someone is sick and he's provided the most delicious food. Even though the food is very delicious, he cannot taste its sweetness. Similarly, if you are not tasting the sweetness of Ramadan, something is wrong. There's sickness in that heart, and one of the main reasons for that sickness is sins. Brothers and sisters, we will witness Ramadan flying. Watch. Close your eyes and open them, and you will see me standing here and saying, Eid Mubarak. It's going to go very fast. So, we have seen the woman dressed, but they look naked. We have seen the shepherds building tall buildings. We have seen the knowledge disappear and the scholars jailed. We have seen the increase of earthquakes. We have seen the prevalence of killing. We have seen the nations attacking the Muslims. We have seen alcohol and adultery being prevalent. We have seen men dressed like women and women dressed like men. All these signs, we are witness them. We have witnessed them. What are we waiting for to go back to Allah? Are we waiting for the sun to come from the west? All these signs, Rasulullah ﷺ told us that the Qiyamah is coming. And we witnessed them, we lived them. Maybe the Sahaba said, how can one of us have a high rise? No, we saw it. How can somebody be dressed and naked? We saw it. We saw the amount of earthquakes. We saw the amount of killing that's spreading. I remember 34 years ago when you heard about an accident and two people died, everybody start crying. Now you hear, how many people died? 50? Ah, it's okay, not much. Things have changed. We have witnessed the signs of the day of judgment. What are we waiting for to come back to Allah? My brothers, some of us in this room, they only come to the masjid in Ramadan. And wallahi, I love you for the sake of Allah. And may Allah reward you immensely for coming. But please make the intention that you want to continue coming after Ramadan. What did Allah do to you so you can stop after Ramadan? Every single one of us in this room today is blessed by being here. Allah chose you to come to His house and listen to these words. My brothers and sisters, as we are enjoying all these meals every day and every night, our brothers and sisters in Gaza are starving. Please do not waste food. As we are picking and choosing which food to eat, there are mothers and fathers who are choosing which child to feed. My brothers and sisters, as we are complaining of how much we ate, brothers and sisters in Gaza are splitting a date. And we all know the importance of feeling with our brothers and sisters that are suffering all over the world. We are supposed to be like one body. When one part of that body aches, the whole body stays up all night in pain. Are you in pain? The least we can do is remember them in a dua. The least we can do is support them financially whenever we have the opportunity. And at the same time, my brothers and sisters, we all know, as there are brothers and sisters are suffering in Gaza, there are also brothers and sisters suffering in Yemen, in Sudan, in Syria, in Bangladesh, in China, in Kashmir, in India. Keep all of them in your dua, because we never know when we need their dua. And what makes us feel good and envy the people of Gaza is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Mawqif sa'a, mawqif sa'a fi sabilillah khayrun min qiyam laylatil qadr عند الحجر الأسود." الله أكبر. From the beginning of Ramadan, we said we're going to make a lot of dua that Allah will make us witness ليلة القدر. اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, being standing and defending your deen for a short period of time, just like our brothers are doing in Gaza, is better, not equal, khayrun, better than praying Laylatul Qadr next to the black stone. Allahu Akbar. Who should envy who? Allahumma ansur ikhwanana fi Gaza. Allahumma ansurhum nasran aziza. Allahumma ansurhum nasran aziza. Allahumma taqabbal shuhada'ahum. اللهم داوي جرحاهم واشف مرضاهم واطعم جائعهم. اللهم زلزل الأرض تحت أقدام عدوهم. اللهم دمرهم تدميرا. اللهم دمرهم تدميرا. اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم أرنا فيهم يوما أسودا كيوم عاد وثمود. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
استووا أقيموا صفوفكم واعتدلوا. إن شاء الله there will be a dua إن شاء الله after the second rak after the ruku for brother and sister in Gaza. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم وجنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ونعم أجر العاملين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أذل الكفر والكافرين. اللهم دمر أعداء الدين. اللهم دمر ديارهم. اللهم شتت شملهم. اللهم فرق جمعهم. اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم منزل الكتاب، مجري السحاب، اهزم الأحزاب. اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم. اللهم العن الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك. اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل أقدامهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المظلومين في غزة. اللهم انصر إخواننا المظلومين في غزة. اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في غزة. اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في سبيلك وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم. اللهم ثبت أقدامهم. اللهم كن لهم عونا ونصيرا ومؤيدا وظهيرا. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم. اللهم اخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث.
ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم انت السلام انت السلام.
فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم، ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر. يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر، ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون.